Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Make sure to check out our podcast. We do a thing called The Secret Show. We're going to cut one today, right after the show.
Bad news, everyone.
What's bad news about it?
You know how Hooman offered up the little couple as one of the the reality shows that's done good things for people?
Yeah.
707 says, the couple on that show, the little people, are divorced.
Oh, it's like John and K plus 8. They're divorced. I'm telling you, fame ruins everything. You actually don't want that.
If you're just joining us, Hooman's going to be a reality television star.
On a show called Drama Stay.
Right.
Well, you just look.
What about Brynn and Yuzay? You're not yet.
You know what, though? Yeah, you're trying to recruit them and everything, but you know, the Bravo people want you. I mean, come on, man. Be great if we could get half the show on there.
Oh, how funny. Is Hooman going to walk around with a copy of Olive in the background?
Hell yeah, he is. It's going to be playing on every screen in the background, every
shot.
You should
have Olive in the show with you.
Oh my God, she's like 50 now.
She used to come, and so did your kids.
I know. You should try to drag
them. Let's reunite the whole band.
Oh my God, what a great idea. Get the band back together.
Hey.
Okay, everybody. So we do a secret show. It's a podcast that we do in addition to this show, and we cut it mostly on Thursdays. So today is no exception. We're going to be cutting that with, I guess, Marcus will be our guest 3 weeks in a row here. Serenity is what you guys are reviewing at 9:15, and then he's going to hang out and do the secret show with us. Last week's secret show, please never listen to it. Terrible.
Right.
It's a terrible show. It's only for just the worst people out there. If you're one of those, maybe it's for you.
I expect Sarah to scrape the bottom of the barrel today. It's going to disgusting.
No, I'm just going to.
Really?
I'm just going to explore this whole drama stay thing.
On The Secret Show?
No, I'm sure we'll be done talking about it by then. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by Carlson Subaru in Redwood City, home to real deals for over 30 years, and the January sales event. It's on now. That's Carlson Subaru and CarlsonSubaru.com. Okay, when's the Super Bowl again? Is it next weekend?
No.
2 weekends from now?
Yes.
So, I talked to John yesterday about whether or not he's going to
wait, when you say next weekend, you don't mean this one, you mean the next one?
Yes.
It's next. It's
not this coming, not day after tomorrow.
Right, it's the next one.
Okay, so it is the first weekend in February.
I believe so.
Yes.
No, that screws up. I have some plans. I guess,
because
I think John's going to go.
To the Super Bowl?
We were talking about it yesterday.
Yeah, dude!
I was like, you know, we were talking about it on the show today. Like, you know, I think that this might be it. This might be your last chance to see Brady in a Super Bowl. Like, you've never been to a Super Bowl. Maybe you guys should try to go. And he's like, well, it turns out my sister-in-law's half-sister lives in Atlanta. And she was like, we live in downtown. You can stay with us.
Boom.
I know. Because I was like, I don't know if you'll be able to get a hotel. He goes, oh, well, there's... I'm like, oh, so this has been...
Oh, so they've already discussed it.
I was like, look, you should at least explore it. See what the flights are like. See what the situation is with this half-sister. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe you're going to be able to get tickets. Maybe you're not.
Whatever. They'll go to Atlanta. Atlanta's cool. I was.
Sure.
I mean, I was arrested there,
cool.
But I also saw cool shows, and I kind of like the downtown. I thought it was pretty neat,
yeah,
actually.
I think I'm all for it. I think that this is really probably his very last chance to see Tom Brady in a Super Bowl, mm-hmm. in a Pats uniform anyway.
Sure.
And most people who have anything, apartment, house, whatever, they're three times the size for a third of the money by comparison to the Bay Area.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's why my two aunts who lived here
packed
moved
up and moved
there
mm-hmm.
with the money they made from selling their homes. They're like,
damn.
We're retired now. We're out of here.
Right.
We're good.
Yeah.
Because we made a ton of dough on our place.
Yep. Well.
My uncle drives a tractor on their property. It's
so
big.
Oh, fun. That's so fun.
Yeah. He's got a giant.
Why? I think that's a dude dream. Maybe not your dream. I don't
it's
know.
Mine.
But John always talks about, I'm like, oh, you know, because, you know, what are we going to do when we retire? Where are we going to go? He's like, I just want to go up north. and I want to get a big piece of land, and I want a bobcat.
Bobcat. Mm-hmm. He's mentioned the bobcat.
Yeah, he wants to bury shipping containers filled with water, and you know, in case there's a zombie
Doomsday,
apocalypse.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, that sounds fun. And I'm thinking in my head, I'm like, dude, you're going to be like a 60-something-year-old dude. Like,
yeah.
You know, how many acres do you need to...
Building projects on his own time, though.
Well, you want to be able to get... Yes. I know this. You want to be able to get far enough away from your house that you can't see it anymore and still be on your property.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's about... If
is that what you want?
No, I don't. What I want is beachfront, you know, right in
oh,
front of
sure.
a surf spot.
Right,
where
a
I
nice
can,
break, right.
But
private.
You know, if we're talking dreams, I think if you ask him, I bet he'd say, yeah, I want to be on our property still and not be able to, like, look back and
he
I
says,
can't see the house.
I want to be able to stand on top of my house and not be able to see off my property.
Right.
I want to be the master of all that I see.
What I said.
Right.
Same thing.
Exactly. It's a pipe dream, but I'm glad he has dreams. It's good. That's the little bobcat thing he wants to do. That's just, what fun. Go ahead, honey. Dig,
that's within
dig
reach.
Some holes.
It's not a pipe dream.
The bobcat? Reach. No, that is, but not
I mean,
the
if
giant
you were to
property.
Move to some other state and buy it for a quarter.
But you know what? I like it here.
That's true.
It's funny because I always thought that I would probably leave California when I retired. I'm like, it's expensive, blah, blah, blah. And now the more I think, I'm like, why would I want to go anywhere else? I've lived other places. Many other places. No thanks.
Me too.
No thanks. I like it here. I like it here. I like the people I know. I like you guys, my friends. Plus, you know, once in a while we could do like a reunion secret show. Be like, hey, you guys, I'm super bored. Do you want to get together and put together a little show real quick? So stay subscribed to our secret show because you never know when a new one's going to pop up. So what have you been doing? Well, I've taken up a corn cob pipe. And every evening, I make jello pudding.
Daily.
Where we do a biannual secret show. Look, we're getting old. What are we going to do? Let's move on. Here we go. So the betting has begun for the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
You can bet on everything. I have a few of these. It's funny.
How many times are they going to show Giselle?
There, that's one of the bets, I'm sure. I have a few random things here. Actually, Hooman, if you go to oddshark.com and uprocks.com, apparently there are huge lists of things that you can bet on. So if you want to look at that while I'm doing these, and you can come up with some other, do some research over there. I know you're a big reality TV star now, but you know, while you're here,
good
you could
grief.
Just concentrate on the show.
Don't forget about you, Zian Bryn.
Well, I feel like it's premature. It's premature to include them because you're the one who's in it and you're inviting them.
Well,
and I don't want you.
Yeah,
I don't want you to
want
dash their
Susan
dreams.
Susan to okay it.
Yeah.
My guess too, though, is that Yuzette and Bryn both need this job and don't want no trouble. Where you're like, I can do whatever I want anytime I want.
Free like a bird.
Right. Yep. Free like a bird.
Be happy for me.
I am.
All right. Thanks.
You
Here's
bet.
Some highlights of stuff that you can bet on. What color will the liquid be that is poured on the game-winning coach?
Orange, for sure.
Clear.
Well, clear is third place. Orange is second place. And lime green or yellow is the odds-on favorite.
Mm.
So if you want to place that bet, because it seems like you guys are adamant about orange and clear,
mm-hmm.
those are available options. What will be the predominant color of Adam Levine's top at the start of the halftime show?
Oh, that's okay.
Black.
Black. Black is the number one answer, and they actually say if you Google
like
pictures
of
him
yeah.
performing, you'll see that he wears a lot of black.
Are they saying what kind of shirt? Most likely a T-shirt.
Oh, they're not saying what kind. They're just saying what color is the top. Mm-hmm. What color will his
the
blouse
top.
Be?
Yeah, his blouse.
Any other color is the other option. There's black, and then there's any other color.
Oh, so you can take the field.
You
basically.
Can take
wow.
the field, Vinny. Will Adam be wearing a hat at the start of the halftime show?
I'm going to say no.
I'm going to say no, too.
That's a no.
Yeah, and not only is that a no, he never wears a hat.
His hair's too perfect.
They hardly ever... Apparently, there are very few pictures of him wearing a hat. I guess if you Google Adam Levine in a hat, probably a bunch of hat pictures will pop up.
So this is a long odds bet, then.
You know what? It's only slightly more likely that he's not wearing a hat, according to this. It's about a 57... It's 10 to 13.
It's been a while since I've had hair, but you don't do a... hat to no hat move. If anything, it's a hair
no hat
to hat right. move.
Because it just doesn't go the other way.
Right. You've now pressed your head and you've dented your forehead with the hat thing.
So it's almost even odds here. It's actually kind of interesting that there would be... I mean, wearing a hat is just not his scene usually, so it's weird that it's almost 50-50. Yeah. Will Adam Levine, Travis Scott, or Big Boy take a knee during the halftime performance?
No.
No is more likely, 75%.
I think Travis Scott would.
Will any player take a knee during the national anthem?
Probably.
No is more likely. However, it's interesting that the odds of the halftime entertainment kneeling are better than the actual players kneeling. But it's like an 88%. I don't really know how they break these down. No is more likely for a player taking a knee during the national anthem at 1-7 odds. But no is more likely with 1-3 odds for Adam, Travis, and Big Boy during the halftime show.
I can see why they'd do it, for sure. They've been catching backlash for being part of the show. Wasn't it Jay-Z that asked them not to do it at all?
Please don't do it.
I could see why they would.
Gladys Knight is going to be doing the national anthem. Will she forget, omit, or screw up the words to the national anthem?
No.
The odds makers have faith. The odds are 1-5 that she does
probably
not.
Probably done it a million times, right?
Probably. Will any player use a prop during any touchdown celebration? I guess they're not counting the ball as a prop because odds are they're saying no is more likely 1-4 odds, whatever that means.
Like, you know, if they carry a towel and they go, woo,
no, like one of the guys pulled out a phone out from underneath the padding on the
touch goalpost
and it was a throwback to what a guy had done many years ago, but it was like making a phone call at the end of the touchdown celebration.
Oh.
Other guys have done, what did that one guy jumped into the Salvation Army bucket?
And that would be using a prop.
Right. There have been a few different... So, you know.
Well, they're saying the odds are no is more likely. And they probably don't count the ball as a prop.
I'm sure people are yelling a million examples, too, because guys have been doing that for a while.
Do you have anything about Donald Trump in your bets?
Oh, no, I don't. Go ahead.
I have a few here. So will Donald Trump attend the game?
Oh, no. Oh, so I need to place a bet on that. I would say the odds are no, he won't attend the game.
No, doesn't he love Tom Brady?
He does love Tom Brady. Tom Brady likes him, too. Mm.
Will Tom Brady wear a MAGA hat?
Will Donald Trump tweet during the game?
My guess is yes. Does he have to tweet about the game?
Do you know he has a really weird relationship with the NFL that he has sued them?
Trump did? Trump.
In the past?
He was part of
the
USFL, I think is what it was. So this was many years ago. Not the XFL. That was that Jim McMahon.
League.
No, that was the XFL was the WWE version of football. If you remember, it was... Is it Jim McMahon who runs WWE?
It's
him.
Vince McMahon.
McMahon. Okay, so that guy is the XFL. I believe Trump was part of the USFL, and there was a lawsuit basically trying to say, you guys have a monopoly on the sport of football, and you shouldn't get to have that. And so there was, they lost, and the USFL went away. But a lot of guys threw their career into that, including our very own Steve Young.
Mm.
He went into the USFL before he came into the NFL.
Oh, this was years ago.
Many years ago, yeah.
Wow. So will he tweet during the game, do you think?
Of course.
Yeah. About the game or just randomly because no six-hour period can go by where he's not tweeting about something?
That's the way I feel.
Yeah. My question is, does it have to be about the game?
People are saying, will the government shutdown be over before the Super Bowl?
I bet it won't.
You won't? You bet? Wow. That's sad.
It is sickening.
Well, they've already postponed the State of the Union address.
Right.
Well, I read some stuff that both sides are starting to
pressure. They should.
Both sides are feeling it and expecting it to affect them.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm. One of my buddies works at Mike Pompeo's office, and he started texting me last night, and he was like, what's the secretary say? And he's like, dude, I have to show up to work every day, and I'm not getting a paycheck. And this guy, you know, he's a husband, he's got three kids, he's the breadwinner for the... It's just like,
Well, small consolation, they did sign a thing where once the government's not shut down anymore, those people are going to get reimbursed for showing up at work.
Right.
Okay, let's see here. Will both teams combine to score 76 or more points to break the Super Bowl record?
No.
I agree with that. That'd have to be a 46 to 30 something game.
Did you get
I suppose it could happen, but I doubt it. Go ahead, what?
Will any of the performers wear a Colin Kaepernick jersey?
Oh.
No.
You know, I'm going to say no, but again, it's like the knee thing. Like, it wouldn't totally surprise me if one of them did. Like, I think that that would be a nod to the people who say they shouldn't have done the show.
Will Mick
and the
Jagger,
NFL has to kind of expect that.
Will Mick Jagger make an appearance during halftime?
No.
Will Christina Aguilera make an appearance during halftime?
I'm going to say no. But what are the odds? What are they offering for odds? And will Dilly Dilly be said during a Bud Light commercial? Because I thought that was over, and apparently it's not. Because
I don't know what that is.
That's from those Bud Lights. Dilly Dilly. He's like a guy. He's like a knight. And he rides in.
Well, there's a king in them now.
Yeah. There's a bunch of them.
I find them fun.
Dilly Dilly.
The latest one is where he's given this long, the king is given this long speech. And then he looks back to the guy who's supposed to be, you know, writing this down as he's declaring Bud Light the most. And he goes, oh, was I supposed to be writing that down? And they go to his, and he's doodling on a piece of paper and has missed the whole profound speech about how wonderful Bud Light is. Oh, was I?
And then does he say Dilly Dilly?
No, but they're still on that same...
Right, tip. The medieval, why is this an ad thing. So, but actually, the just when you thought that this Dilly Dilly thing had to be over, yes is the odds on favorite. It's a 1-2, 67% odds. I'm not sure how they work these odds. Anyway, it's fine. Oh, my God.
I know. I didn't want to stop you.
It's really late. Vincent, what's coming up in the news?
Time off to find a husband? Does that seem right?
I don't know.
After these.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Our Secret Show podcast, we're going to cut one of those today. You can find those on a weekly basis at RadioAlice.com or Radio.com. That's sort of the Entercom. That's our parent company, the Entercom Podcast Network, at Radio.com. And there are a zillion old episodes of it, too. So if you like our Secret Show, you can go back in time and just hear how ridiculously filthy we are. You'll like it, unless you're prude. Mm-hmm. So the Secret Show today, I think you'll probably have that up by 11 or so, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's completely unedited, so, you know, if
for
you don't
the record,
like swear words. Yes, dear.
There's nothing wrong with being prude. We're not trying to say
not
that.
At all.
We're just trying to say that this is a show that's on offer.
Right.
Enjoy it or don't.
But you need to know your sensibilities.
Take it or leave it.
We don't want to totally change your opinion of us.
It's free.
Yeah, it is free. You can press stop anytime and lose no money.
Rather than be outraged and write our bosses, just
please
turn
don't.
It off.
Yeah, please don't
do
that.
Just turn it off and...
And then just enjoy the regular Daily Show.
Put on whatever you want.
I was going to say, they actually know what we're up to.
Yeah.
And they encourage it.
Right. Or we think they do.
Yeah, well, they might not have heard last Thursday's show. Yikes.
You were out of control.
It wasn't me, Ben.
It was.
Okay, well, let's listen to the first 1 minute of the show and see who was out of control.
I don't want to do that.
All right.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Carlson Subaru in Redwood City, home to real deals for over 30 years in the January sales event on now. That's Carlson Subaru and CarlsonSubaru.com. Get a Subi.
I know.
You'll love it.
I would love it.
So you gonna do that? You should do that. Let's do it. Let's all do it.
I do like my car.
We all need Subarus.
I had my car this whole week.
Is it back?
No. I know. A bunch of sensors died on it. I know. I'd be fine. I wish I had a Subaru.
I'll just drive straight to the mountains and all over it without thinking or stopping.
All-wheel drive, baby. I know. Subarus are great.
Yeah. Here's what's happening. I want to say for the record, I know the show, I didn't see the Human reality television hit television show coming up. I didn't know that was happening.
Me neither until I found out yesterday.
It was a complete surprise to me. But this morning, the very first thing I do, I get up, well, I make the coffee and then I sit down to read my news. And one of the very first things I see is a story where I'm like, oh, well, that's about Human.
Oh.
Here it comes.
Is it about Persians?
No. It's about Human, though, as the kickoff to the 86th season of the San Francisco Ballet kicked off last night.
And I went, Human.
Oh, well, you can bet your ass I'm going to find a picture of our boy any second.
In the society pages, in a tux.
I'm flipping through, and I'm flipping through, and I'm like, loser, loser. Where's our boy, loser, loser? Where's our boy, loser? 17 photos through, and I don't see one shot of our boy in a tux.
Say my name.
A man in full.
Human
at the ballet on the red carpet. Nowhere to be found.
Same thing. I sat through all those dumb pictures with all the ladies.
Yeah, where's the pictures of you? And their jacked up faces.
Yeah, that too.
Oops.
I did not say that.
Well, they all look like they're from the same tribe. You know, they've all got that pinched look.
So this is the first time in 10 years I didn't go.
And it's because you're now starring on a reality television
beauty
show?
Sleep,
or what?
So I've just been so tired. As soon as I got, I went and met a friend in the mission, and then I went home at noon, and I slept for 4 hours.
You should get your testosterone levels checked.
No. And then I woke up, I ate something, I went right back to bed. I'm just really exhausted.
Wow.
I don't know why.
You let the San Francisco Ballet kick off without you?
I think it's your testosterone levels.
I don't think so.
I think you should get them checked.
Why do you think it's that?
Because, you know, he's at the right age. Like, testosterone production goes down and men get tired and
that happen at 35?
Not interested in sex. You're not 35, dude. No.
No.
What are you, 44?
Maybe.
Oh.
Goes down. Should get it checked. We know someone whose whole life was turned around by it. I'm not going to say whose, but somebody
you
we
say
know.
We.
Me and John. We talked. I told you guys this story about how this friend of ours. Well, right. Because I think that's pretty private.
Well, so you.
My
just
junk
mean,
wasn't working anymore, so I
so
rubbed
it's
on
John.
The stuff. It's not John.
Well, I don't. Who are we supposed to believe that it is?
Believe whoever you want it to be. I don't want to tell that thing. It was like with the breast reduction. I didn't want to say whose it was. I don't like when you guys just yell out names. It's wrong.
Well, I'm glad John's better from the
Yes, he's all better. Right. His energy levels are up and he's interested in sex again.
Anyway, well, I'm sorry the ballet kicked off without you. It probably feels like an empty season.
Right.
It
I wonder if they were like halfway through the show, the prima ballerina was like, I'm sorry, I don't see Human out there.
Stop.
I was.
Where's Human?
I looked on Instagram last night and just saw everyone's pictures, and I was a little depressed, and then I just went back to bed. What are you going to do?
Sorry, buddy.
You all seem tired. Maybe you should check your testosterone levels.
Thanks, Sarah.
The NHL, which is some teams on the East Coast and some Canadians, are coming to town, everyone. Mm. They should be here today as there's a big NHL All-Star Weekend sort of festivities. They have it's actually considered one of the better All-Star Weekends. Right. They have a good game where they actually try. And
isn't the Pro Bowl this weekend, too? Is this do they coordinate this?
I don't know. No. I don't think they coordinated. The Pro Bowl's moved around because...
Oh, it's not always in Hawaii?
No. I mean, it used to be after the season, but then they realized no one watches it, and they have to... It may be this
and
weekend.
And no one wants to play it. Like,
right.
That's
another thing. And it used to be because these guys didn't have million-dollar contracts that they wanted to go and get the money.
Right.
Now they've all got plenty of dough, and they're like, I'm not risking injury for that.
Right. And actually, it's a boring game to watch because no one's hurting anyone, and no one's really trying. Right. You're just on some random team.
I used to like to watch the games when I was a kid.
Oh, the lead-up.
Yeah, the lead-up where they did contests with each other. That was always very fun.
Baseball has a good thing like that, like the home run derby and all that. That is kind of neat. I like that.
It is January 27th, yes.
Oh, it's this Sunday. Mm-hmm.
Okay. At noon. I've got it in front of me now. All right. There you go. it is happening.
So that's happening, and the NHL All-Star.
But the NHL is here in town, so you can actually go to it and meet your favorite. I'm sure they do quite a bit of outreach to the fans because they need to.
Yeah. Well, they need to in California.
Right.
In Canada, they are doing great.
It's all the rage.
Sure.
They're the best people in the whole country.
Today is January 24th, 2019, and it is National Peanut Butter Day today. And I say that because I love peanut butter.
Yeah, I like peanut butter.
I don't really think everything needs a day, but I love it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sometimes after dinner, John buys us, 70% cocoa things. It's just terrible chocolate. So...
Oh, my God. Siri on my watch just looked up January 24th, Peanut Butter Day.
Oh. And she confirms.
No one wants to talk to you, Siri.
I know. Why doesn't she ever leave us alone? Anyway, I wipe a little peanut butter on that to make it more palatable. Then I can eat it.
Speaking
of
food.
Forget it.
Thrillist just released their list of the 22 best vegetarian restaurants in America.
Oh.
And two are here in San Francisco.
Not too surprising. Hooman, listen up. You probably have been to these places.
I've been to both. Oh. So, and I would imagine you've been to both too.
Really?
Greens in Fort Mason.
Yes.
On the list.
I have been there. That is a good restaurant.
Gracias Madre.
Oh my God, I've been there too.
In the Mission.
That's crazy.
On the list. Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. We've all been there. You've been
Not
there,
me.
Right? Oh, I've been to both. Both
is
are
there
excellent.
One in by Bananas at Large? What is that place called? Around the corner from there.
Oh, Cafe.
Oh, Gratitude. Okay, I've been on that one.
And what is the...
Can't wait to leave.
The Cuban place? Soul food?
That's not vegetarian,
right,
though.
But I was thinking around Bananas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, soul food's great.
Soul food is
good. I wonder if that's the one.
There's one right by my house. Yeah. We eat there a lot. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I looked it up, and there's a nice list. There are two restaurants here locally that made the list, and then a bunch in New York, Colorado, San Diego.
I'm posting it on Sarah.
Okay.
It's actually the Ellis News Network got that.
Oh.
So it's at radioellis.com.
Oh, it's already there.
Got it. The ANN's all over that.
Excellent. Super job, team.
Vegan nerds. All right.
So there you go. I like it. I like to promote that. I wish there were more options.
Yeah.
Vegetarian options. So here's a story I teased you with.
Okay.
Time off to find a husband?
Yeah, I don't get it.
Used to be the case in America, by the way.
What? What are you talking about?
So teachers back in the day in the, 1880s used to have time off to court a woman. Like, that used to be a thing. This is an American thing, and it might be a world thing too. But
it is a world thing as China is implementing a new policy. It's actually a few companies are starting it, but I can see why this will probably catch on there. They have a low opinion of a woman that hits 30 without being married in China, according to this story.
Well, I bet you they have a low opinion of her because there are so few women available. They're, very man-centric over there. Really bad things happen to baby girls over there. I wonder if...
You don't need to mention that part.
But that part is important because that would be why a woman who hits 30 and isn't married is...
Remember the story you reported 8 months ago, Vinny, where how men were trying to propose and that one guy who was skydiving and his parachute got caught in the tree... He was going to propose while skydiving. Remember that?
I don't know. Vaguely.
Anyway, a few companies in China just implemented a new policy that's kind of sexist. I mean, when you really think about it, it's pretty outdated in terms of,
Are they just not figuring in that some of these women are lesbians?
Right. Well,
and don't want to find a husband?
It's not publicly promoted lesbianism in China.
Oh, is it against the law?
I didn't say that. I'm saying as they're putting into policy something like, here's time off
paid.
To go date.
I'd be like, this is great. I am going to take the time off. Oh, no, I didn't find anybody. I'm back to work.
Well, that's what you'd have to do, I would imagine. You certainly wouldn't come out, I don't think, against the government and say, no, I do things differently at my house.
Yeah.
I mean.
My house.
You don't want no trouble, right?
My sister lives with me.
In China, there's a belief that there's something wrong with a woman who hits 30 and isn't married. And so
wow.
They say that, you know, more women are having careers there. And they're getting married later and staying single, and they want to promote marriage in China. Mm. So they're saying that, and the marriage rate has fallen every year since 2013. So wow. Now companies are giving you dating leave. You will have a chance to tap out and go date.
Oh. All day long, huh? Till you find someone.
Well, marriage is promoted, and that's not a, that's something that's done here in America too. Marriage is absolutely promoted.
Well, it's big business.
Right. Trust me. I'm in the middle of that right now.
How's that going? Yet? You have an update? Update, update?
No, the update is she's looking everywhere, and there's and it's incredibly expensive. Mm. And yeah. I keep going, you know what, my, you know what we would love to do?
What?
I'm talking about us now. Like me and you and our team. Let's just go to Vegas. We'll get married in one of the fun little chapels
yes.
there.
No.
And
yes.
then throw a yes. rager at a restaurant
yes.
and just rage.
What'd
you
say?
We can dance. We can eat. I can stay up till midnight. It'll be awesome.
She you said hell no is what she said.
Why'd she say hell no?
Why hell no? She wants to.
Why'd she say hell no?
She's a traditional
she
girl.
She didn't say hell no.
What'd she say?
She said, it's on the table. I'm looking everywhere right now for places that we can do this yeah. at a reasonable cost.
As you have the park right down the street from your house. It's a pretty little park.
It is a great little park.
The beach?
Well, I brought up the beach. And one
Monterey.
Of the things, listen, let me just say, I'm a big fan of the beach, as you know. But you can find yourself dealing with weather. Or
homeless
derelicts.
Yeah.
And I don't mean that there's just no other way to word it.
Listen.
It could be your day, and if the wind is howling, everyone is holding on to their clothes and their hats and they're
covering their face
it's a,
from the
yeah,
sand.
Yeah, from the sand burn.
Ow.
Or rain could fall. Mm-hmm. I mean, it could be anything.
Right.
So while I'm a fan of that, if it's your big day and you're saying
I like
to yourself.
The park down the street. You just say you're throwing a birthday party, and for $200, you get the whole park to yourself that day. And listen. We are willing, as your friends, to go and stand at the perimeter of the and just make sure no derelicts walk into the park. We don't want no derelicts.
We don't want anyone pooping in the park
no,
while they're saying their
park,
vows.
Right.
No pooping.
No
in the...
park pooping.
As your friends, we're also willing to fly to Vegas.
And Hawaii, also. Mm-hmm. We're totally willing to
we'll
do that.
We'll go anywhere for you, Vinny.
Anywhere
Thank
for you,
Thank you so much, everyone. Well, and I would just like to say, you also are given a full pass if you're like,
no, we're going.
You can
don't
do
be
it.
Ridiculous.
Do
we're going
at that,
your wedding.
At that one park, 2.5 hours away.
Yep. You
that
can do
we
it up there.
Got lost
that was pretty.
In getting to.
Pretty little park.
Yeah, you want to do it there?
Where Vanessa had her wedding.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah, that is cursed ground.
It is cursed ground. I was thinking the same thing.
You got to go someplace where the marriages have lasted.
Oh, snap.
I think that wedding place. Is completely. Not only did it break up, I think they've officially dissolved it, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
I don't really
oh,
know.
Yeah.
Like enough
I don't
time
believe
has
they
passed.
Speak to each other.
Oh, that's too bad.
Well, I mean, under the circumstances, I
Alex has an idea for a wedding venue for you, Vinny. Go ahead, Alex.
Alex?
Yeah, Santa Rosa Golf and Country Club is super affordable, and it's beautiful.
Is
and it's
right?
only 3 hours from your house.
Hey.
Well, I'm not opposed to that. We've looked at, we thought about
Thank you,
Napa.
Alex.
Thank you, Alex. We've thought about Napa's, I mean, can you beat Napa
you
or
really
Sonoma?
You really can't.
And you guys would have
it's
no problem getting there.
Though.
Yeah, but Hooman knows so many people there. You need to coordinate your wedding
well,
through Hooman.
All right, listen, I didn't want to throw this out there, but I'm willing to work with your fiance / roommate / mother of your children.
Well, reach out Rep to her partner. And tell her you have a ton of contacts up there. And
do you want me to hook it up,
well,
yes or no?
No, look.
You want me to make
to
it rain?
Here's, no. What I don't want is any trouble. You know, as a broadcaster, I don't want any conflict of
yeah.
interest that
don't,
might find
that
me.
Remember that dude that got fired?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Jonathan
Who?
Karsh.
Yep.
Who's that?
He
For
was
what?
On.
It was on Mornings
Evening,
on 2.
Evening,
no.
Evening
Magazine.
Or, it was called Evening
oh,
Magazine.
Oh, yeah.
And, then it
and he funded
else.
His whole wedding through gimmies and trade with people that he was highlighting on his
I
show.
I don't know how that went exactly.
I don't
Neither
either.
Do we.
I'm
but,
not, allegedly.
Right. But we do know that that was, I believe, again, trying to be very careful.
Yeah, yeah.
I believe that was his show that he started and he shot and he wrote. And they ended up saying, we're keeping the show, but you're...
You're out, dude.
The show was actually on before that, several years
oh, it was.
Earlier, with Jan Yanahiro and Richard Hart.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm only that going was by a, what
they
he
did
told
a,
me.
They did a reincarnation of that original show.
Mm. Whatever.
He was a nice
He's
dude.
Done okay. I think he does something now yeah. that he's still successful.
Well, he knows how to work it.
So he is. He has a new show, TV documentary series called The Hunt for the Trump Tapes. He also did The Catfish, the TV show.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, he's the co-executive producer.
Oh, and didn't he do like a Survivor kid version?
He did Police Women of Maricopa County.
Oh. Whoa.
He did My Five Wives. Do you watch that?
No. Oh,
you
don't watch maybe that. He should get involved in Dramaste.
Hooman has a reality show coming out on Bravo TV,
and
everyone.
I'm bringing in Uzi and Bryn.
Dramaste.
Hey, fix that leg.
Alice Promotions Department, we need you to print up Alice yoga mats.
Oh, my God.
So everyone
yes!
is laying
Sarah and
on...
Benny yoga mats with the Alice logo really small underneath.
And Sarah and Benny really big.
Yeah, all the way down the whole thing with, like, Alice in the corner.
That's a great idea, Benny.
Yeah, it is.
Shame.
Shame.
My girlfriend from Shutterfly can hook that up.
Oh.
Are you you're already texting.
I grabbed my phone.
Yeah, get to it.
Get on it, girl.
Make that happen, Uzi.
Get it, girl.
Let me just throw out my Sarah and Vinny mat.
Look at that. That's just my favorite morning show. Right. Oh, my God. You have to get some Sarah and Vinny stuff in there. Do we have any, like, posters or anything you can put up?
Well, the yoga mat is the one where it can come in rolled up.
Yep.
And then when it gets flung out, it's like, what are you going to do? Throw somebody out for that?
No. Right.
And I'll bring my water mug. With your picture on it.
Oh, yeah.
It's a little much to walk in with that pink poster behind you, though.
like them to be bathed in pink light. Let me just set this up here behind
that
me.
That might not go over. Anyway.
Sponsored by T-Mobile.
Oh, no.
Yeah, put a T-Mobile logo on everything.
T-Mobile logos everywhere.
Put T-Mobile real big on the mat, and then Sarah and Vinny real small at the bottom.
Our text numbers.
We're late.
Oh, can I
yeah, we are. We're right. This is perfect timing.
Sorry, Ben.
All right, we'll be back in just a second.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.